Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to a special meeting of the NJEDA Board. At this time, all phone participants are in a listen-only mode. Attendees on Microsoft Teams should remain muted until it is their turn to speak. Please be advised, today's meeting is being recorded. When the chairman opens the public comment portion of the meeting, members of the public attending by Teams will be acknowledged to speak first, then by phone. You will be asked to provide your name and any organization with which you are affiliated. Members of the public meeting via Microsoft Teams may use the raise hand feature to be placed into a queue to provide comment. Members of the public attending by phone will be advised to press star then one on your telephone keypad to be placed in the queue to provide comment. You may withdraw your question anytime by pressing star then two. If you require assistance during the call, please press star then zero. I will now turn the conference over to Chairman Terry O'Toole. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Mary, could you read the open public meeting notice, please?
Absolutely. Good morning, everyone. In accordance with the Open Public Meeting Act, notice of this meeting has been sent to the Star Ledger, the Bergen Record, and the Trentonian at least 48 hours prior to this meeting, and a meeting notice has been posted on the Secretary of State's bulletin board at the Department of State.
Thank you, Mary. Danielle, could you call the roll, please?
Chairman Terrence O'Toole?
Present.
Vice Chairman Charles Sarlow?
Here.
Fred Dumont?
Here.
Josh Weinrich?
Here.
Robert Shimkoe? Maciel Medina Ferrara?
Here.
Phil Elagia?
Here.
Jewel Antoine Johnson?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jewel. Tim Hellman?
Here.
Aaron Cruz, representing the executive branch?
Here.
Roberto Soberanes for Acting Commissioner Michael Marich of the Department of Labor and Workforce Development?
Here.
Acting Commissioner Susan Ox for the Department of Banking and Insurance?
Here.
Elizabeth Dragon for Acting Commissioner Ed Potosnak?
Here.
Acting State Treasurer Aaron Binder?
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for making time for a special meeting. This is a special meeting of the NJEDA Board. I'd like to first take a moment to welcome our new board members, Tim Hellman, and the new cabinet members here with us today. I think it's Roberto, Susan, and Aaron joining us. So welcome to all. And I'd also like to extend a welcome to Evan Weiss, who has been recommended by Governor Sherrill as the new CEO, who I believe is on the call as well. Should the board vote to approve him today, he will start in the role tomorrow, subject to Governor Sherrill's expedited approval of today's meeting minutes. So again, thank you for convening in this timely matter. And I'm now going to turn it over briefly to Mary for her comments.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, just brief comments from me and on behalf of the entire team here at EDA, just wanted to say how excited we are to welcome Evan to join our ranks and looking forward to this meeting as the first of many where he will be joining us. So nothing further from me. Welcome, Evan. Thank you to our board, as always, for being our leadership. And away we go.
Great. Thank you, Mary. Now we're going to move to the public comment section of the meeting. I will now open the public comment portion of the meeting. First, I will ask Daniel Esser to share NJEDA's public comment policy and process for this board meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public who wish to speak during the public comment portion of the meeting will be acknowledged to speak first by Teams, then by phone. Members of the public attending via Microsoft Teams may use the raise hand feature to be placed into a queue to provide comment. Each person will be acknowledged to speak in the order of hands raised. Once acknowledged, please unmute yourself to provide your comment. All members of the public must remain muted following the public comment portion of the meeting. A staff member may mute you if you are unable to remain muted. Members of the public attending by phone who are interested in providing comment will be advised to press star then one to be registered to speak, which will place each person into a queue to provide comment. I'll now share NJEDA's public comment policy, which is also available on the NJEDA website. Each speaker will be prompted to speak one at a time. Each speaker should announce his or her name, organization affiliation, and the topic on which the remarks will be given. Each speaker will have a maximum of 3 minutes to speak and should limit comments to matters pertaining to the authority. Staff will prompt the speaker once their time has expired. A person may not register to speak more than once during the same public comment period to ensure enough time is available for all those who wish to speak. Related documents, printed comments, or materials may be attached to an email. We look forward to receiving your public comment at this time.
Thank you, Danielle. I will now acknowledge members of the public who wish to provide comment at this time. Anyone on Teams with hand raised? Danielle, seeing anyone?
Not seeing anyone, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to then move to anyone on the phone. Operator, could you poll anyone on the phone, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, for the members of the public on the phone, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad. You may withdraw pressing star, then two. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, you may press star, then one at this time. I am showing no questions at this time.
Okay, thank you, operator. I will now consider the public comment section of the meeting closed. Moving on to our voting item today, the approval of a new CEO. Lisa is going to present.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the board. I am pleased to present the action before you today, the appointment of Evan White as Chief Executive Officer of the NJEDA, following Governor Mike Sherrill's January 16th recommendation to the board. Under the Authorities Enabling Act, the appointment of the CEO is vested in this board, and today's action reflects the board's exercise of that statutory responsibility. The bylaws assign the CEO the responsibility for the overall supervision and management of the authority's operations, serving as its principal representative, overseeing procurement and fiscal planning, ensuring operational efficiency, and identifying new opportunities to advance New Jersey's economic development mission. The role requires both strategic vision and deep operational and governmental experience. Evan brings a combination of executive leadership, public finance expertise, and statewide economic development experience that aligns closely with these responsibilities. He has served in senior executive roles where he was responsible for organizational management, financial oversight, and coordinating across public, private, and nonprofit sectors. Moreover, Evan's work has focused on economic development initiatives that required sustained execution, stakeholder alignment, and accountability for achieving successful results. Evan also has direct experience with statewide economic development policy and program implementation from his time in Governor Murphy's office, including the design and deployment of major recovery infrastructure and incentive initiatives, where he was deeply involved in the design and implementation of NJEDA's incentive programs under the Economic Recovery Act, as well as the Windport development. That experience provides him with an understanding of the intent, structure, and operational demands of the programs administered by the NJEDA. In addition, Mr. Weiss has governance experience working with boards and large public institutions, which is an important aspect of the CEO role. Based on his background, experience, and leadership qualifications, the recommendation before you is to appoint Evan Weiss as CEO of the NJEDA at a salary of $295,000, consistent with the prior CEO salary, with a start date effective upon approval of the minutes or shortly thereafter. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. And I believe members of the board have had a chance, if they wanted to talk to Evan. And I know some of you took advantage of that. Any discussion?
Hey, Chair,
any questions, Fred, or comments? Hey, Fred.
So I had the opportunity to meet with Evan yesterday. Beforehand, I reviewed his bio. As impressive as his bio was, meeting him in person was even more impressive. He seems like he's grounded, even though the talents he has, and I think he's the right person to lead this organization into the future.
Thank you, Fred. Anyone else, comments or questions?
Chair, it's Charles. Very quick. I had the opportunity to speak with Evan also yesterday for about 45 minutes. We had a really good conversation. I did review his CV also, and very impressive what's on the paper, but more impressive when you speak to him in person, some of his thoughts and ideas, and I think he's going to be a great fit to lead the EBA over the next several years.
Thank you, Charles.
So, Chair, if there's no other questions, I'd be happy to make the motion to hire Evan Weiss.
Great. Andy, before we accept that, Fred, anyone else, questions or comments?
Chairman, it's Aaron Binder. Just a quick comment. Department of Treasury works very closely with EDA and all these tax credit programs, and I personally have worked with Evan in the past, and I just think he's an exceptional pick for this spot. So really excited by Evan joining.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we're going to assume, Fred, we're accepting your proposal. Can I hear someone second, please?
Elijah, second.
So, Phil and Josh, we'll take Phil. All right, no further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, recused, or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, the motion has passed, and congratulations, Evan, and welcome. With that, could I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn, Weinrich.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Ferrara.
All right, thank you. And we'll see all of you hopefully live and in person for our next meeting. There's a lot to talk about, and we really welcome all of our new members and look forward to working with you. So with that, can I hear a vote on the motion before us to adjourn? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Danielle, that could be a record, 13 minutes. Evan, congratulations. We look forward to working with you.
It's a taste of how efficient things are going to be going forward, you know? All right. Thank you.
All right. Stay warm, everybody. Thanks. Right, bye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Verizon Conferencing Services. You may now disconnect.